The attack in Orlando was felt around the world. There were tributes and vigils for the victims and the LGBT community in Paris, Tel Aviv, Sydney, Greece, Chile. This is in London. And in New York, for the first time in its history, the UN Security Council, which normally considers acts of war, weighed in on gay rights, issuing a statement condemning the attack for targeting persons as a result of their sexual orientation. And some of the countries that signed on, Egypt, Russia, are far from gay-friendly. Jessica Stern is executive director of the activist group Outright Action International. Jessica, we understand shortly after the massacre, your organization was pushing the UN for this.
Yes, thank you very much, Robin. And part of the context for our insistence that UN authorities speak out in response to the Orlando massacre comes from 25 years of gradual progress throughout the UN system, where different authorities, be it the treaty body or committees of the General Assembly or even the Secretary General himself, have actually recognized sexual orientation and gender identity as categories of discrimination that cannot be tolerated within a universal human rights framework. And so, of course, after the massacre, we turn to the governments and UN agencies to call upon them to again exercise their leadership, condemn the horrific attack, and provide a human rights-focused way forward.
What was your reaction when the statement actually came out from this particular UN body, the Security Council, which is supposed to wage war or try to, you know, fight for peace? What was your reaction?
Our reaction really falls into a couple of key categories. First point, great step forward. You know, we want to set a precedent where the UN Security Council recognizes that LGBTI communities are affected by acts of gross violence and that we want LGBTI people to be recognized within the context of humanitarian crises and war. The second point is that it really represented progress. I mean, even governments, as you say, like Russia, Egypt, can't overlook massacres motivated by people's sexual orientation and gender identity. Mm. I think the third point I would say is we think it's a real missed opportunity that the statement excluded gender identity. My guess is that there was a lot of negotiating to make this statement happen, and they had to give up something, and unfortunately they gave up the transgender community.
So the transgender community was not included, but as you say, still quite a milestone. And yet, I mean, do you buy it, maybe is the phrase, because, you know, Russia has laws against what it calls propaganda on non-traditional sexual relationships. You know, this is, you know, people in Russia say that they're harassed all the time. You know, signing on to this, we understand there was a lot of arm twisting. You were a part of this process. Might somebody just be going along to look good?
I don't think so. This was a contentious fight, and it comes out of not only 25 years of incremental progress at the UN, but it also comes out of a precedent-setting informal dialogue of members of the Security Council. Mm. The members of the Security Council actually examined the impact of ISIS on people accused of homosexuality and people perceived as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender in Iraq and Syria. So we've been working towards this in a sense. And what does it mean? That's really the billion-dollar question. But I certainly want to believe that every statement starts to push the needle and shift the dialogue further towards human rights.
The New York Times reports that according to the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association, there are several countries in which the death penalty can still be applied for being any of those categories. And homosexuality is still a crime in 73 of the world's 193 countries. What are you hearing from people around the world? Are they stunned at this? Do they think it will carry any weight? Do they think it will make changes where they are? I mean, the UN is sitting in New York.
I think that's a great question. And, you know, we had a staff meeting at Outright, and we were talking about the responses in the countries our own colleagues come from. And, it varies enormously. In the Dominican Republic, there was a right-wing march condemning homosexuality, condemning access to abortion. On the other hand, we talked to colleagues in South Africa who said, you know, there's been a steady stream of community vigils from Cape Town to Johannesburg to Port Elizabeth and beyond. I think the number one question we all have to remember to focus on in this context is, will there be backlash against LGBTI Iraqis and Syrians living in ISIS-controlled areas? And I would say it outright, that's our preoccupation, because now, while we're grappling with a new context of instability and fear, you know, we live with the rule of law. And, you know, it's really the LGBTI Iraqis and Syrians living in ISIS-controlled areas that I think we need to keep in our thoughts and our prayers.
That's Jessica Stern, Executive Director of Outright Action International, the activist group. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. It was really a pleasure to speak with you.